Well, I'm super excited to have this amazing artist, actress, host, author, person, human being here.
Yes.
If you don't know who she is, you're going to have your mind blown because she's incredible. If you do, hopefully we have a conversation that leaves you with something like you didn't know about her before. Today's guest is Agnes Mo.
What's good?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I feel like we've known each other for what, like 2 years?
For a few years.
For a few years now, but this is the first time that we
have met.
Exactly. So that's...
It's crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
But thanks for making time. I know you're crazy busy.
I mean, we're both busy.
It's
so,
just life.
So thanks thanks for making this time too for, this conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I don't want to do you, like, I don't want to undersell what you do at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you do everything. So I guess what I like to do in this situation is I like to ask our guests to introduce themselves. How do you like to be introduced and represented?
Oh, that's actually deeper than you thought it is. I don't know. I just feel like I know that a lot of people would think I'm a celebrity or a public figure, which I am, but I think I look at myself more of an artist than a celebrity.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because everything that I do, it's always about my art.
Mm-hmm.
I care a lot about my art. And just a human being in general who care about, real stuff.
Mm.
Can we
genuine,
curse in the
yes,
podcast?
You can say whatever
okay.
you want.
I just feel like I care about real shit.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's the reason why I'm good at what I do, because I really care about it. It's not just about, oh, let's just making something that, that people can relate to. Oh, let's just put out something
that's true to you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And I think that's the reason why my fans love me for that authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's me.
Well, we're going to jump into that authenticity in just a moment. So for people who are not very familiar with Agnes, you are originally from Indonesia.
Yes.
You're born and raised in Jakarta.
Born and raised in Jakarta.
Right.
Yeah.
I also saw your parents.
So basically, I'm mixed.
Right.
So Japanese, German, Chinese. So
wow.
That's basically my heritage,
okay.
Right? I'm Christian. What else? I started singing when I was 3 or 4 years old at church.
And you put out a single, a song when you were what, like six?
Six, yeah. So
that's
my first
crazy.
Album.
How did that happen?
Shit, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Mom and Dad were like, she's great. We're just going to get her out there.
No, so I think if I'm not mistaken, this is what my mom told me earlier, like back in the day.
Yeah.
When I was, I think 4 or 5 years old, I've always loved singing, acting, dancing, and all that. And of course, my mom was like, oh, you know what? Let's just put her in, kind of like the after school programs, right? And there was a talent search, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the ladies came to my mom and said, hey, I want to sign your daughter. Your daughter needs to put out an album. And my mom was like, no, she's 5. Thank you very much. Calm down.
So at 6.
So at 6.
We gave it a full year.
Exactly.
And at 6, we did it.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my gosh.
So after that, she was being persistent about it.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom asked me.
Right.
I remember being asked if I wanted to do that.
Okay.
I think that's the reason why I respect what I respect how my parents has been treating me even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
They always ask me first, are you comfortable doing this? You know, do you want to do this? Mm. And of course me, because I loved singing, I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
What is an album? Like, let's just do it.
Is it
food? Like, should I eat it?
Do I slap it on my face? Do I throw it? No, you sing it.
Yeah, but I remember being asked if I wanted to do that. And I said, yeah. And my mom always told me that, oh, school is number one, and I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but you know how Asian parents are.
It's just
they're
the way
always
it
about
is.
It's just the way it is. They're like school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it just started from there, and I think because I had no pressure.
Mm.
I think that's the reason why I made it until now.
Right.
Because I don't have that pressure, like, oh, I have to make it.
It was just whatever you wanted
yeah,
to do naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it's
great.
Just, it's just how, you know, because I love yeah. I love music.
Man, so tell me about your upbringing. So you, I mean, you mentioned it briefly, but you're mixed ethnically, mm-hmm. like
yeah.
heritage-wise.
Yeah.
You're in Jakarta, you're a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and Indonesia is known to be a
majority
Muslim
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
Did you have any... I don't want to say difficulty, but
yeah.
like hardship kind of growing up.
I don't think so. I
no.
mean, I've never really had any experience like that. I guess, you know, maybe like one person or one or two people, you know,
right.
they might. Because I remember I looked so pale back in the days.
Compared to everyone else, yeah.
But it's not like, oh, the people hated me. No,
right.
like they really embrace. Because we embrace differences. I feel like that's
right.
our slogan, I guess, in our country is called Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which means unity and diversity.
Come again?
And I think
Bhinneka
Tunggal
Ika.
So that slogan means unity or being united and diversity.
Okay, that's amazing.
And that's what my upbringing was
that's
all
great.
About,
yeah.
you know? And that just kind of becomes a part of me. But of course, I can't help but remembering, you know, maybe one or two kids try to like bully me for being the lightest in the
uh-huh.
in the school or whatever. But it wasn't like the country. It was more just like
some
asshole
kids. Yeah, yeah.
they didn't know. They didn't
right.
know better.
Right.
You know,
they're
so.
Your kids.
Yeah, they're
not
kids.
Not to justify it, but they're kids.
Exactly.
And, like, they just don't know yet.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, I mean, you kind of grew up. In the limelight. You
yeah.
grew up singing. You grew up on TV, hosting TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
You acted for a bit.
Yeah.
But music was always a part of it.
Yeah. Music is, I guess if I have to choose, music is right there.
The big one.
The top priority.
The main one.
Yeah,
right.
the main one.
Where, I mean, what was like a turning point for you? Or like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And what was there a moment where this is like... Your career really just kind of took off from a single song or appearance
yeah,
or anything like that.
I think when I was 13 or 14 years old,
mm-hmm.
I took a chance on playing this really controversial role.
Oh.
So it was about a teenager who got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of marriage, for
mm-hmm.
sure. And of course, you know, in some countries that is still considered taboo.
Very taboo, yeah.
Very taboo. And so when I took that role, and imagine this, that happened like 15 years ago. So we weren't
right.
being, you know what I mean?
The internet was not
as developed.
The internet
wasn't that, and people are still kind of
closed-minded
right. still narrow-minded. So
right.
when I took that controversial role, it really opened up real discussions and real conversations.
Right.
Oh, wait, like... Shit like this happens.
Right, this is real life.
This is real life.
Yeah.
Nobody really talked about it, but mm-hmm. this is what it is.
Right.
And again, not justifying it, but it's real life, right?
Right.
And I remember I won Best Actress when I was 14 years
wow.
old, and that kind of... helped, you know, driving my career
level,
and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember I sang the theme song. So
okay.
so that TV series really my turning point.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's super.
Yeah.
Were you I'm sure you were very nervous. What got you to take that role? Because it's not easy
yeah, it
as
is
a 13,
not.
14-year-old to say, okay, I'm going to play a pregnant
I think I've always
teenager.
Been kind of like crazy twisted kid, I guess. I don't know, shit. I've always been so interested in human brains, behavior, psychological,
right.
you know, part of human beings,
mm-hmm.
even when I was a kid.
Right.
Since I was like, 10, 11 years old, like I've always wanted to hear about, oh, there's what? Double personalities. Oh, there's Sybil. There's. I've always been that kid.
Okay.
I've always been a nerd. Let's just say
I
that.
Mean, so am I. The coolest kids are nerds.
Hey, okay. you already know. Nerd at heart. So when there was that chance, of course, like my mom was the manager at the time. Mm-hmm. She discussed it with me and also my brother. And you know, we just made a decision as a family.
Yeah.
And I've always loved challenging role. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I kind of already did the more, you know, pop.
Lovey-dovey
role. Yeah. So I think that was my time to really go deep into my acting skill and right. challenge myself. And I think that's the reason why. But it was good, though, because it really, you know, helped my career.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Speaking about, you know, your family briefly, so you have a brother and a mom and dad.
Yeah.
So it's the four of you?
Yeah,
and
four of us.
Were they always, like, very supportive of everything growing up?
Or? Yeah, because both of my parents are former national athletes.
Oh, wow.
My mom is a national champion for Indonesia.
What sport?
Table tennis.
Oh, okay.
And then my dad is in basketball, and then he's also at the time in the number one team, I guess, national team. And so being supportive, I guess it's just a part of who they are.
Right. They
you know
kinda,
what I mean? They just have
different
that mentality.
Careers and mentalities
yeah,
as well.
But also at the same time. Integrity, you know, a work ethic that I learned from a lot.
Right.
And I think the reason why I feel like one of the things that I'm really proud about myself is that I'm really grounded, meaning like I'm not that, don't talk to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm a normal person that you can talk to, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the biggest part or the biggest reason is because the way that they treated me growing up, they never looked at me like, oh, she's like the diva. Oh,
right.
she's
treat
famous.
Special,
oh, treat her special. Right. No, like you're my kid.
Right.
So you if you want to work, then you better have a good work ethic because you represent the family. You know what I mean? Like the dedication, the integrity, and that's what they. That's what being celebrated in my family. It wasn't really like the awards. It wasn't really the money. Of course, it's good and comfortable to have those, but it wasn't what was celebrated.
Right.
You
it's
know?
Who are you as a person that was most celebrated in your family, which is great, which is amazing.
So if they say, hey, congratulations for the award, they're going to say, oh, congratulations for the award. But if I, for example, if I show the highest level of integrity and work ethic, then they're going to be like, I'm proud of you.
You deserve it.
You deserve it. Right. You know, so I think growing up, because those are the things that are being celebrated, I feel like I'm proud of myself because of that, not because of the fame or the awards.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Because I feel like in that case, your pride in being who you are comes from a different place.
Yes.
That's not money, fame, cards, whatever that may be.
Yeah, the right way to put it.
A very healthy way to think about it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, I'm sure plenty.
Yeah, and they're not like yes sir, yes ma'am type of people too. So they will let me know if all of a sudden I, you know, I went on the wrong way. They don't have any problem telling me anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
You need
which
those
is good. I love that.
Right.
I love that.
So let's fast forward a little bit. So then you grew up acting, you were doing music, you're doing the soundtrack for the drama.
Yeah.
And then you started putting out, I guess, like, albums.
Yeah.
And what was that process like? Did you, like, you're a prolific performer and artist, right?
I mean, I think when I was 14, I've already put out, like, four albums.
Oh, my gosh.
I think three
Did you
or
write
four
those?
No. I think I wrote, like, one or two songs.
Like, what was, like, 14-year-old Agnes singing about? Like,
I guess I already sang about love, but it was naive.
Right. Young puppy love.
Young puppy love.
Right. Which is needed.
Which is good.
It's needed.
Which is what I need right now.
That's what we all need. It's what we all need.
I feel like I love fairy tales, love story. I think we all need that.
We do.
You know?
We do.
But yeah, I think when I was 14, 15 years old, that's when I started to get exposed to a lot of different, you know, music, I guess. You know, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, of course, the usual pop stars.
Right.
And Brandy and Lauryn Hill.
Oh, so like more the
so
R&B.
So more like the R&B side. The first R&B album that I listened to was Brandy's first album. Mm. I think it was in 1994.
Okay.
And I had a whole different appreciation for, you know, R&B genre. and Sister Act movie.
That's such a good movie. Yo, time out. I started rewatching that on Netflix the other day.
Yes.
And I was like, dang.
We just had like
this is such a good
a
movie.
Binge watching session. Sister Act 2 and Sister Act 1 and Sister Act 2. And what's and this is what I told my fans all the time. That it's actually like, what are the odds to that? I was in Indonesia, literally thousands of miles away from the United States. Internet wasn't is now, right? So I
had a VHS.
Yes. And then it was played in, I think it was at a choir class at my school.
Okay. So you watched it at school?
At school. And there were like 10, 12 kids of us there. Uh-huh. Because nobody wanted to join choir.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. But it was just 10, 12 kids of us. And I was there watching it. And I remember that was like talking about turning point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a different turning point of my life when my perception of music and what I love about music's changed. From that movie.
Wow.
Because I got introduced to, you know, His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Joyful. Oh, man, that song. To this day.
Yeah,
gets
to this
me,
day.
Like, triggered. I'm like, Joyful.
Exactly.
Lonely. Oh, man.
Yeah, and then I think other than the His Eyes on the Sparrow scene, there was one scene in the class when I think Whoopi was like, "Oh, you have to say this if you wanna wake up and pay attention." Yeah,
yes.
Right. And that's when I realized, wow, music is fun.
Yeah.
Like, music can be soulful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just connected so well to that movie.
Right.
It really changed. Oh, shit. I actually like that genre of music.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, before that, I was only exposed to pop music.
Britney, Christina, and
you know.
Who are also influenced by those sounds.
Of course.
By the way, yeah.
But I also grew up singing at church. So, of course, like, I've always listened to gospel songs.
Right.
But not like
that.
What was being presented in that movie.
Right.
You know, and I think that really changed my life, if you think about it. Because now the way I write, the genre that I love to do, it all stems from that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we talked about that. Because I also love that movie. And I was always upset. I was like, I wish I could sing like that. I can't. I wish I could. I just can't. But okay, so you put out albums, and then like now you're living in LA.
Yeah.
Are you here full time?
Yeah, full time. But I mean, I always go back and forth for shows.
Right.
But yeah, this is my home now.
What was, I guess, another turning point, right?
Mm-hmm.
What got you to say, I'm going to LA, I'm going to live here, I'm going to move here,
yeah,
and I'm going to do music here? What was the, I guess, the biggest deciding factors for you to make those decisions? Because they're not easy to make.
They're definitely not easy. I think when I was 19 years old, I was, that year, I got awards both in music and also in acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, you know, best singer, best album, but at the same time, I also got award for best actress. And I think at the end of that year, we held a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot how that happened, but one of the press asked me, hey, Agnes, what else do you want in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And as a 19-year-old girl, I was like, wait, what do you mean, what else do I want in my life? You know, like, I'm just trying to live my life and you know, live to the fullest. But it really got me thinking. And out of, you know, I guess spur of the moment, I said I want to win my first Grammy.
Oh.
I want to go international. I really mm-hmm. want to introduce my music to the world and get to know more.
Right.
But I didn't realize that it created such a huge controversy.
Really?
Back in my country. Not everybody, because a lot of them were rooting for me. Ag, you can do
right,
it.
Right, right.
It's really great for you to have big dreams. But there are also a bunch of people who said, oh, Ag, you're not going to make it because you're just an Indonesian. And for me, that was the biggest diss.
Right.
Because what are you talking about? Just because I'm from Indonesia, I can't make
right.
it. Just because I'm Asian, I can't make it, mm-hmm. you know. And what's sad about it is that it actually came from those people are Asians too.
Right.
So,
right.
And again, not everybody. Were like that, but certain group of people
right.
were like, ah, you ain't gonna make it,
right?
What started off as a spur of the moment, it actually became my motivation. It actually became my fuel to really make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started to, you know, like put out more music in English.
Uh-huh.
I didn't grow up speaking English.
Right, which is mind-blowing because it's so good.
Thank you. But I didn't grow up speaking English. I started speaking English, I think when I was like 14, 15 years
wow.
old. But it was like at school. So it wasn't like I speak the language every
right.
day.
It's like, hello, teacher.
Yeah, it's like, hey, teacher, hi, how are
yeah.
you? My name is Agnes Mo. I am from Indonesia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was
very
more like that.
Things.
Really basic. But, I mean, to be fair, it's not really basic because it's national plus school. So we have, you know, teachers from the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
from Australia. But still, it's school. It's not
right.
like everyday life.
Right.
Then I started to make a list of, you know, the things that I'm supposed to do if I want to make it here.
Mm-hmm.
And I took, you know, English classes. I took Japanese classes. I actually took Korean language classes,
oh, you
too,
did?
Before. Just
wow.
because I feel like, you know what? This is the right time for me to
Just learn everything, yeah.
right? Just learn everything. And then in 2009,
mm-hmm.
I got invited to Asia Song Festival in Korea.
Yeah.
And then I sang there, and they gave me an award too. I think because like they gave an award for like each country
right.
in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, so they awarded me 2 years in a row. I think
oh,
it was
okay.
2009 and 2010, and I got this amazing opportunity to sing in front of thousands of audience
uh-huh.
in Seoul stadium.
Okay.
That
okay.
World Cup stadium.
World Cup
or whatever.
Stadium.
Yeah,
that's
the world.
Huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And I guess that's when people started to see, like, oh shit, like she's actually making it happen. Like
yeah.
she's being real about
right.
it. In 2010, I got invited to Dick Clark Productions Office, America's Music Award.
Yeah.
I was a co-host of the red carpet there. Of course, some people were like, oh, it's only the red carpet
whatever.
In America. Like, whatever, dude.
Whatever.
Like, you know what? Whatever, right? And I just try to focus on the things that I was supposed to do.
Right.
And I guess Timbaland found me on, I don't know, YouTube or whatever,
yeah.
and they reached out to my management. We talked about it, and that's when I started working together with him and also his team.
Okay.
And that's
great.
When the door kind of opened up, because
right.
when I was preparing myself for a bigger audience, I compiled this huge pink folder
mm-hmm.
of all the names that I wanted to work with, and
mm-hmm.
the first name was Timbaland's name. So it was just like, it was just kind of like, oh shit, this is like full circle.
It's God's sign.
It's God's
sign. It's divine providence.
Yeah, it's God's sign. And then I was there and I was like, God, like, this is amazing,
right.
you know, because this is so much bigger than myself. And I always
right.
look at my career, not just for me,
mm-hmm.
but it's also for, you know, little kids who have dreams, right. who have crazy dreams, right. you know, for my country,
right.
For people who are quirky and nerdy, and they feel like they don't belong anywhere, because I was like that. I yeah. felt like that sometimes, yeah, yeah. you know, and I want to be kind of like, I want to represent that. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of like the turning point.
That's
for
incredible.
Me to
yeah.
really like, you know what, I think I need to just move here and work with more people who understand, or I guess not understand, but who could introduce me to more things.
Right.
Yeah.
A new world.
Yeah, a new ways. World. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, by the way, yeah. Timbaland.
Yeah.
So I have a song with Timbaland as well yeah. that I put out 2016.
Okay.
And so did you go to Jam Factory to, like,
yes,
in Miami?
Yes, Miami. Oh, my God.
Let's talk about that real quick. When I first walked in, I was like, oh, my yeah. God, it's Timbaland.
Exactly.
And I had, like, I was like, eh, cool. But inside, I'm freaking out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, what was that moment like for you?
I guess it's kind of the same thing yeah. because his face was literally in my folder, like uh-huh. the first page.
Right.
So when he came inside the studio and he was like, hey, what's up, Ag?
You're like, oh, God. Oh, my God.
I was like, I was trying to play it cool. I was like, sup, Tim.
Sup, man.
But I was like, I'm about to die. But no. Yeah, but I mean, he's cool. He's yeah. super chill. And now everybody's just calling me Ag, AG, but I feel like the first person who ever called me Ag or AG is Timbaland.
Really?
Hey, that's what's awesome. Up, Ag? I'm like, that's me. That's that. Yeah, that's me.
Hi. Right. Yes, I am Ag.
Hey, Tim, what's good?
Oh, man. So that's incredible. So you know, you've been in LA for a few years now.
Yeah.
Notably, we have to talk about that you've been doing a lot of collaborations,
yeah.
particularly with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
You had a song with Tim,
yeah.
T.I.
Yeah.
And let's talk about your management as well.
Yeah.
Who are you rep by right now?
UTA.
UTA.
Yeah.
Okay.
UTA. So Mike's my agent. It's basically UTA.
Right.
UTA is my agent.
Uh-huh. And then do you have your manager? Was it Johnny?
No. Okay. So I'm with UTA right
okay,
now.
Okay, so everything
yeah,
is UTA.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay,
I'm with
cool.
Mike right now, yeah.
Nice.
So that's, but yeah, I mean, I guess it's just a matter of, man, if I mean, I'm pretty sure you also know this. When we think about the team, mm-hmm. It's only as good as you believing in yourself. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I learned over the years that just because, oh, this name is bigger than this one, or this one has this artist in their roster or whatever, right? It doesn't mean that this one is going to be the right fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again, it's kind of like dating if you think about it. It's like
right.
a relationship,
it
right?
is.
And I think that's the reason why I still have my brother as my manager as well.
Okay.
Because it's a relationship thing. Like it's trust, it's communication,
belief.
It's yes.
A lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it. And I want to have a team who will who moves at the same pace
and backs you no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, and backs you no matter
right.
what. Because I don't like it when, oh, okay, let's just have her here while she's here.
Right.
What about, cause, and we all know that our career is not always here. Like
right.
there's
we have
always
ups and,
ups and downs. But then I want to have someone who I can call, you know what, not only you're my agent, you're my manager, but you're my family.
Mm.
And I think that's how I was raised, and
right,
it's always
right,
been like
right.
that. So a sense of belonging and that loyalty
mm-hmm.
has been my, I think, the most important things in
right,
my life
right,
and my
right.
career.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great. I mean, you. I'm curious, like, coming here, coming to LA,
mm-hmm.
choosing to live here, choosing to build a life and career here
mm-hmm.
was probably, a difficult decision.
Yeah.
But then once you're here, it had to have been a very difficult transition.
Yeah.
Like, a lot
for
of things
sure.
working against you. Not
yeah.
only you, but just Asian American people
right.
in general, just because
right.
we're not yet well represented in
that's so
particularly
true.
Music.
That's so true.
So
and I'm not saying that that it hasn't changed. I guess it has been improving.
Right.
But you're right. Like, we haven't really been well represented, mm-hmm. you know, because I remember when I went to, you know, certain sessions, mm-hmm. I guess, when they looked at me and my body type isn't the way that they thought it's supposed to be, mm. or, oh, you're too this, you're too that,
right.
where you're not this enough,
mm-hmm.
you're not that enough, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I don't fit into that stereotypical, you know, that stereotype, I guess.
Right.
People would look at me thinking that I don't got it
uh-huh.
because of my body type.
Right.
Or, like, because of my skin tone,
mm-hmm.
you know, or because I'm not whatever enough,
right?
Right? But I just, after, like, a couple of years, I felt like, you know what, fuck it, you know, because every single time that I
yeah.
go into that vocal booth, I change their mind,
yeah.
you know? They're like, oh, shit. I'm like, mm-hmm, oh, shit. Right there. Thank you.
That's great.
But you know, it kind of like what my agent told me. It's humble flex.
Humble flex. I like that. I'm going to use that from now on.
It's humble flex.
It's a humble flex, yeah.
Because you don't want to, you don't want to be cocky.
You're right.
But you know what you got.
You know you're good.
You know what I mean? You know
you're
good.
You got to be confident.
And there's a reason why you're here
right.
to begin with.
Right.
You know,
right.
why you've achieved what you've achieved.
Right.
And if we if you know, surrounding ourselves with the, you know, wrong people.
Yeah,
it'll affect you. But that's the reason why I feel like being picky at who you hang out with,
mm-hmm.
and the producers or the songwriters,
mm-hmm.
or the, you know, just people in general who are positive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who whose intention is always
for
good
you.
And
right.
and for the better,
right?
Right? I think that's the key.
Okay.
Really.
Did you ever have a moment where you're like, man, maybe I should just go back to Indonesia?
Mm-mm. I feel like we're the citizens of the world now,
there you
right?
go. Yeah.
You know, I feel like even when we live in LA or New York or Japan,
right.
Korea, Indonesia, I feel like we're part of the world now. It doesn't really matter where
yeah.
you live. I just live in LA because I fucking love the weather and the beaches. I mean, like, you know, and it's less pollution. So
yeah, true.
So
true.
That's
yeah.
why I'm
good.
Here.
I love that you just own that, because I think for me, you know, I was born and raised in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I moved to Korea 7, 8, 9 years ago or so.
Okay.
And I went through such a hard time where, like, maybe I should just go back. Maybe I should just go back. Because for so long,
right.
it's like I don't fit in there because I'm not fully Korean. But then
right.
musically, I don't have a spot here in the States because nobody will give us a shot.
Okay.
So it was like a weird in between.
No, that's so true.
So that I was just curious about that. But
that's so true.
That's
but it's
kinda
actually the same thing with
uh-huh.
me, you know, because, I mean, look at how I dress up, right? I don't fit into the Asian standard of beauty,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's I have to have long, straight hair, more feminine, and
mm-hmm.
pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that everybody's like that,
right.
but in general, that's what's preferred.
The traditional,
exactly.
Of what, like the skincare beauty commercials
exactly.
will not look
whitening.
Like what you look like.
I'm like,
yeah.
please don't put that lotion on me. I need myself tan
right.
and exotic.
Right, right, right.
But it's what it is. And,
right.
and we know that because
right.
you've lived in Korea. I've lived in Indonesia,
yeah.
where it's pretty much the same standard of beauty.
Right.
So when they look at me, you know, I change my hairstyle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, whatever,
yeah.
you know, like. Yeah.
By the way, you're looking great today.
Thank
you have some like great pieces on.
Thank
I like
you.
Your jacket, your chains. I love it. You're blinged out.
Yeah, but and people can misunderstand me for being not real.
Mm.
When I'm actually being real by dressing up like this.
As real as you can
as,
for yourself.
As real
yeah.
as I can be, because this is what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, me dressing up like this here, they appreciate it because they're like, oh shit, girl. I see you. So I'm like, oh, thank you. But at the same time, of course, like the appreciation that I got from my country is amazing. It's enormous, mm-hmm. you know. And I always want to represent that diverse culture, uh-huh. right? I try to put in, I try to infuse some of the sounds in my music, a little like traditional dance called Jaipong, and then I had like Balinese kachak dance as well. Mm-hmm. So I always try to infuse, right. you know, my country's culture uh-huh. into my music or my videos.
Okay.
And I think that's how I...
put like, on for yeah, Indonesia.
Yeah, exactly. Like what you said, it needs to be well represented.
Right, right, yeah. right. Well, I mean, you've been doing a lot of music recently. Mm-hmm. Your latest single is Na Na Na.
Yeah.
But you've also recently had a single with French Montana called yeah. Diamonds.
Yeah.
Before that, you had songs with Chris Brown. And I heard you have a lot of songs with
yeah.
him.
Yeah, 8 to, like, I think it's almost 10 songs. Yeah, okay. They're not released yet.
What has it been like kind of navigating, working with different people, putting out collabs? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go musically? What's like, do you have the next goal for your music right now?
Yeah,
what are you feeling?
I think for the past few months, I think I have been the most honest these past few months.
With your music.
You know, with my
yeah.
music. And I no longer think about, not that I cared before. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it in a nice way and diplomatic way, but like I've always the kind of artist who gives a fuck, but I also don't give a fuck.
You want to do you.
I want to do me, yeah. right? But this past few months have been the most authentic me.
That's great.
With my music.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I don't care about, oh, you know what, if it's going to fit with my current existing fans or mm-hmm. if it's gonna fit with the today's world.
Right.
You know, I don't think about that anymore.
Right.
I just do what I feel. And I remember that at the end of the day, I'm the one who's gonna sing these songs on stage. So if I don't feel it, right? If I don't feel
Amen.
It, then the audience are not, exactly.
Right there. I put out songs where they're like, you have to put this song on. I was like, I don't like it. Put it out. I'm never gonna sing it.
Yeah,
I will not sing it at a show. You will never hear it come out of my mouth other than when I recorded that song
exactly.
in the booth. It's not going to happen. So if you want to make money,
yeah.
you can try.
But I think
but
you're
like,
kind of like me, though. I feel yeah. like you're not just, you know what I mean? I feel like that's more of a business strategy, which I get because a lot of times we have to wear different hats.
Right.
But I think as an artist, our
as a
soul
performer,
has always
yeah.
been... Man, this I need to be able to say that, yeah, that's me right there.
Right.
You know, when I say
right.
that I don't fuck with you, that's me saying I don't fuck with you. Or like if I say I love you, that's me saying I love
right.
you. You know, and,
yeah.
and we need to embrace that. That's
Absolutely.
What makes us sane.
Right. I think that but see, it's great because I think that decision making and
yeah.
that mentality
yeah.
comes with a certain level of experience and professionalism.
Yes.
You've got to that point.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten to that point
yeah.
in the past year or two
right.
as well.
Right.
Where it's like there are songs in a concert where I'm like, I hate that song.
Yeah.
I won't say it out loud.
Yeah.
But they'll be like, I really don't want to sing
but
this
like,
song.
We know.
But yeah.
We know which song.
And if I go like, to your show, I'm like, she did not like that song. I'll just
you know what's the worst? You know what's
what?
The worst? If we actually don't like the song,
mm-hmm.
but it became
I know what you mean. Where you don't like the song, you didn't think
you're
much
like,
of it, but
like,
you ended up putting it
But all
you
of
know,
a sudden, exactly.
It hits the top
it's
of
like,
the charts, you're
yeah,
like, why?
I'm like, wait.
I'm thankful, but also I hate it.
That's like the worst feeling ever. Because
yeah.
then I'm going to have to, how do we remix this?
Yeah, how do we not do this song
exactly.
ever again?
Exactly. How do we,
avoid at all costs. Hit the panic button, run.
Exactly.
Oh, man. No, I'm right there with you. So what do you have coming up next musically? Like, are you releasing more stuff? Or are you kind of
yeah,
playing around?
Yeah, because I've recorded, I think the past few months I've recorded, shoot, probably about, I don't know, 20 songs in the past, like, 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think that's because I didn't think of anything. I just I was just in the studio.
Just writing.
Trying to find me.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're talking about finding ourselves, I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions about, oh, let's go to Hollywood. And, you know like
right.
Hollywood has always been, oh, let's go to Hollywood, right? Especially for artists.
Right.
But I think the misconception has always been people trying to find themselves here or their true selves here.
Mm-hmm.
When I think for me, not L.A., but Hollywood
mm-hmm.
is such a... an interesting place.
It's weird.
It's, yeah, it is. I'm just trying to be diplomatic right here. But yeah, it is. It's weird. It's full of amazing people, but at the same time, amazingly weird people
yes.
too.
That's a great way to put
and,
it.
And you get, to, you could lose yourself here.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's so much better for people to find themselves first,
mm-hmm.
then come here.
Right.
Because then when you already know yourself,
You're solid.
You're not going to be like swayed away by, oh shit, like this group of people told me that I'm whack, but then this group of people,
right.
okay, should I try to just focus
right.
there? Or should I try to change myself to get both? You know what I mean?
Right. You know.
Yeah. But when we know us, we know ourselves, that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. Right. Right. Cool. Man, I'm excited for all that new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
let's talk about, you know, we talked about it briefly before the show we started talking.
Yeah.
A, podcasts.
Yeah.
B.
yes.
B, just like as, you know, this is a personal thing for me in terms of just being Asian or Asian American.
True.
And identity.
Yeah.
Here, working here.
Yeah.
Briefly touched on it.
Yeah.
But what do you hope or what do you see happening in the industry here right now?
I feel like we're so diverse,
mm-hmm.
you know. I feel like we shouldn't be categorized as, oh, these are Asian Americans,
right.
right? Or like these are Asians. We're just people, period.
Mm-hmm.
Either you have the talent or you don't.
Right.
Right. Just like any other country.
Right.
And I think with social media right now, it helps us a lot to
mm-hmm.
introduce our shit
right.
To the world. And so, you know, before, whenever I watched movies, the Asians are always the nerds, right? They're always the nerds, the quirky.
Computer geeks,
which is fine because we're hella smart. So, you know, so...
yeah, thank you.
Represent.
Thank you.
I mean, we got brains, but but at the same time, we're more than that.
Yeah.
You
we're
know,
so diverse.
Like
we're so,
so
stories,
diverse.
Yeah.
We have amazing artists. We have amazing dancers.
Right.
You know, our music is we're so rich.
Mm-hmm.
In sounds, cultures,
in
outfits,
yeah.
history. And it, like what you said, it hasn't been really well represented. So if I meet a person who don't know that, like, we actually got it,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, shit, like, I don't know that you have that kind of swag.
Right, right,
oh, I don't
right.
know. I didn't know what, because you thought that, what, just because we're Asians,
mm-hmm.
like, we don't have swag,
mm.
what? You know, and I'm not saying everybody's like that, but there are some
right.
people. And I don't think they're ignorant. I just feel like, again, they haven't been introduced.
Right. They're not yet educated
they're not yet,
on how cool
exactly,
we are.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what it is.
It's what it is.
That's what it
we're
is.
We're the cool kids.
We are the cool kids.
With brains, too. Like, come on, man. What else do you want?
I love that. I love that. Podcasting. So thank you for coming on the show, first of all.
Yeah. Thank you for... I mean, I love this. Real conversation.
I'm having a good time. I hope you're having
yes,
a good time.
Yes, yes.
Would you ever do your own show? We were talking about it briefly, but you're
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah. So my agents were talking to me about it. Like,
yeah.
I think you should do podcasts. I feel like it would give you a huge platform
right.
to really talk about...
Anything
those,
you want.
Anything, right? I don't know. And I remember when I got interviewed by Joe Coy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, shout out to Joe. He's an amazing stand-up comedian. And he's just an amazing person.
Hilarious.
So shout out to Joe. But Joe was like... You really need to make your own podcast
mm-hmm.
or a show called Monday. Like Mo, but like Monday.
Mondays.
Like Monday. So I'm like, you know what?
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. But then he was like, trademark. I'm like, shit, Joe.
We'll come up with a better one.
Now I have to pay you to get my own show.
No. No, that would be good. That would be awesome. And I would listen to it. I mean, I feel like I haven't known, like, I haven't spoken with you much.
Yeah.
But you're incredibly, like, you're very well spoken.
Thank you.
By the way, your English is not your first language, which is crazy to me. It's mental. And here's the other thing, though. So I watched some other interviews and I read some stuff, and you're like, I'm an introvert. Are you sure you're an introvert? Because you do not seem like an introvert
I am an introvert. I feel like there's a thing called outgoing introvert. So because I process everything internally. I process everything internally, feelings and everything. I need my me
time,
my alone time. I don't like meeting strangers. Mm. This is different. I get to, you know, talk about things that I really like. Mm. That's personal to me.
Right.
And also because I feel like you're an amazing human being and you're open.
You.
You're open to, you know, listening to my side of the side of my story, right? My side of my story. Whereas, like, I feel like extroverts, they're just people person in general.
What?
Like, strangers, they can talk to strangers. Yeah. I'm like, even until right now, I still get nervous talking to strangers. I'm
really?
Like, oh, I don't know what I should talk about. Like, that's the reason why I keep my, you know, I keep my circle tight.
Your people.
And it's just three or four people of us.
Well, I would never be able to tell. I'd say that. We're going to start, like, wrapping it up slowly.
Yeah.
I got a few lighter, just easy questions for you. The best concert you've ever been to, personally, as a fan?
Ooh, that's hard. I think it was Beyonce, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you see her?
It was in Indonesia.
Oh, really?
So I never really watched live performances like that. But for Beyonce, I kind of had to. I had to.
Yeah.
And I love her, but I feel like I respect her more.
Uh-huh.
Because of, you know, her work ethic and the way that she handles, you know, her problems is never really out in public.
Right.
Because we never know. Like, people are not perfect. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, she got her shit going on. She had, her problems. But I feel like she's always been really meticulous about...
Very professional.
Very professional. Right. I feel like she's never failed us as a performer.
Oh,
she always
hell no.
Like
every time I'm just like, holy crap. How?
She just had a baby.
Beyonce, how? Was that a real baby? There were twins? What do you mean? That's crazy.
Oh my god. So I don't know. I feel like B is right
there.
Yes. Yeah, she's amazing.
Absolutely. Okay, so I go on tour starting January.
Okay.
I'm doing like almost 40 cities in January through March. One of my first shows is going to be in Jakarta.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. So I need some know-hows.
Yeah.
Give me some phrases.
I'm gonna text you all the restaurants that you have to go
please.
To. Oh, my God. And if I'm in Jakarta, I'm there. You already know.
Oh, please. Please be there. Or I'll be in LA, too, in March. So either one. But how do you say, like, everybody scream in Jakarta?
Man, how do we say that?
In Indonesian.
Okay. We say semuanya.
Oh no.
Teriak, but semuanya teriak. I mean, that's
semuanya
not.
Teriak.
No, that's like really. That's not like daily conversation.
Wait, how
though.
Do I be? Cool? How do I say something and I'm just like freaking cool, like on stage? We'd be like, oh, he
knows.
You
know how to be cool? You say this. Oh. Aku.
Aku.
Suka.
Aku suka.
Agnes.
Agnes. Wait, what? Does that mean like I love Agnes? Aku suka Agnes. People are like, what? I'm not at... Where Agnes is here? Get me... Like, I want to go to her
like,
show, not yours.
No,
like,
I mean, you asked me how to be cool in Jakarta.
Okay. Aku suka Agnes.
Yeah.
That's it. You guys... They're like, what?
They're like, yay! We love her too!
I know. I'm like, wait, we want to hear her, not you. No. Get off!
No. know, but they love you though.
Oh man,
I
I'm
think
excited.
When I posted that IG story today, my fans were like, "Oh my gosh, yes!
Really?
You talk to him right now!" Like, and I'm like, "Yeah, we're gonna do it."
No, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. All right, and we have like one last little corner here.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people may or may not know this. Your fans, I'm sure, know this. You actually changed your name from Agnes Monica to Agnes Mo,
mm-hmm.
which isn't a big change.
No,
it's
not.
You just kind of changed the S to a Z.
Yeah.
And some celebrities actually change their names a lot.
Yeah.
So these may be a little too easy for you, right? But we're going to give you some celebrity names, and you have to figure out if it's their real name or their stage name.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, first one, Beyonce.
Real name.
That is correct.
Yeah, Beyonce Knowles.
Stevie Wonder.
Real name.
Fake.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know this
from
till
what?
Today.
From what? Stephen Wonder? From what?
No, his real name is Steveland Judkins.
Wait, what?
I didn't know that till right now
how
either.
How do you even spell that?
Steve Land. Like,
oh, like Steve Land?
Like Tomorrowland or like
what?
Disneyland. Steve Land.
I don't know that.
He has an entire land named after him. It's Steve Land.
Shoot.
And his last name is Judkins. I didn't know.
I mean, it's like, it's pretty similar. Judkins
it's not,
and
not too far.
Wonder.
All right. Angelina Jolie. Ooh.
I mean, come on. I gotta be real.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Keanu Reeves.
Damn.
Uh-huh. Got real quiet.
By the way, he's still so hot. He's like 50 years old, right?
If I look like Keanu Reeves when I'm 50,
like,
I'm good. He's a vampire. He's drinking like vampire blood, and he's just doing all that stuff.
Oh, my God. I think he was like dating somebody, like the new girlfriend or whatever, and then it became like a huge news. And I was like, I didn't even hear the news. Like, I didn't even.
You were just like,
I
wow.
was just like, wow, Ken, you were like. But okay, what was the question? You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't. Oh, shoot. Real name. Come on, real name.
It is real.
Okay,
you got
real
it.
Name. All right.
We went on a little detour there. Keanu, Agnes is a big fan.
Oh my God, Agnes Mo Reeves. I mean, that sounds kind of nice too. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know, I can support that. Can I be at the wedding? Can I get an
invite? Can you sing?
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
of
can
course.
You sing at the wedding? Yes,
yeah.
thank
we'll
you.
We'll do Joyful Joyful.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know
he
it
doesn't
yet.
He doesn't know it
We're
yet.
We're putting it out to the universe. All right, next one. This is fitting. Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't think it's real name.
Yeah, it's fake. What do you think her real name is?
Shoot.
Sharon Jenkins. Lisa Minnelli. Sally Greensmith. Probably, right?
Tina
Turner. Wait, that's a real person. Sorry. Tina Montgomery.
So Tina Turner's...
Is she like
name.
Right here? Is she
no,
like,
Tina Turner's real name is
Whoopi
Goldberg.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
Oh my God. I'm having too much fun, guys. Like, I'm laughing too much right now.
Oh man.
I don't know.
All right, get ready for this one.
What?
It's gonna throw you left field. Her real name is Karen Elaine Johnson.
Wait, but why?
But that's her real name, and that's probably why they're like, we need you to stand out. We're going to go with Whoopi Goldberg. I love you, Whoopi.
Yeah,
I
love
great.
You. I love you. Sister Act 3.
Sister Act 1, 2, and 3.
Manifest that into the world. Whoopi, we're going to Sister Act 3.
I
yep.
I can play the little choir boy. I volunteer as tribute.
Yes.
I'll do that. All right, last one. Elton John.
Fake name.
Mm. You totally just guessed on that.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Really?
You have a good sense. His real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
That sounds so...
Said just like that. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. That's how you have to say his name.
Yeah, that sounds fitting.
We're being very diplomatic. No, it's a great name.
Yeah, it
Reginald.
Is.
Reginald.
It's really like royal.
It's very... Yes, Royal
Reginald.
Sir Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Anyways.
I mean, the way you say it too, though.
Well, it sounds weird here, but in London, that's how they probably say it, right?
Reginald.
Reginald. And on that note, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you so much to Agnes.
Thank you.
For joining us on I Think You're Dope, because I think you're quite dope.
I think I am too. I think we're dope.
I think we're both dope.
I love it. I love this.
Thank you for joining us, really,
for
making time.
Thank you for the real conversation.
Absolutely. Anything we can look forward to, where can people find you on socials, anything you want to talk, like whatever.
Social is the same. Agnes Mo, AGNEZMO. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, mm-hmm. And all the other 10 social media platforms. No, only those three.
You're not on TikTok yet. I am on TikTok, Snapchat,
but man, there's so many.
I wish there was one app that could publish to all.
Exactly.
I will pay for that.
You know what? Talking about startup, we should come up with that.
Don't take that idea, anybody. We will sue you. We will come after you. All right? Don't you dare. All right.
But yeah, I mean that, and more, you know, more album. I'm actually trying to put out 2 EPs next year.
Sheesh.
And also a worldwide tour. That's what my agents told me. So
surprise!
Surprise, you're doing worldwide tour next year. I'm like,
okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. If you could recommend one person to join us on this podcast, who would it be?
Oh, Joe Coy, for sure, because he's really smart. So other than he's really funny, he's really smart. He's so humble. And I think, you know, talking about Asian Americans or Asians that we are, and diversity,
right.
I feel like he would be the perfect one for that.
Well, we might have to hit him up.
Yeah.
We might have to ask you for an
intro. I'll text him for
Amazing.
Sure.
Amazing. Thank you. Well, thank you everybody for listening in to I Think You're Dope. We just had Agnes. We're on the show. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on all of our accounts. And leave us a great rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen.
5 stars.
10 if you can.
Yeah.
You can make multiple accounts and give us 15. 3 accounts?
3 accounts.
3 reviews?
I mean,
sounds so easy. Anyways, could you improvise a quick outro jingle for us?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, anything.
What it's...
The show is called I Think You're Dope, and it's just like, just make up anything. Like it's an outro jingle.
Oh.
Like a little melody, or you could just be you screaming, whatever you want.
I think you're dope. I think you're dope. I think you're dope. I think you're dope. I think you're dope.
Now she's just showing off. Now we really have to cut it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.